ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music and more.
David Crowe is the Chief Political Correspondent for the Sydney Morning Herald and The Age. Hello.
Good morning, Patricia.
We just heard Richard Marles there, and I just want to start where we ended, if this makes sense, people fresh in people's minds, which is that he says Mr. Taha is just the kind of person who, you know, bravery we want here. Is it likely he will also be given the same offer as the Bollard man?
There seem to be pretty good grounds for that, given the PM was so public about the Frenchman. I think in this case, the security guard would have a pretty good case.
We just heard from Richard Marles also on the defence strategy yesterday. Is the government becoming more explicit in it being in response to China? And what do you make of the overall strategy?
Yeah, I think it was interesting to see some of the coalition criticisms yesterday that Richard Marles was somehow not being direct. I thought at the National Press Club yesterday he was very direct. He was very direct about the precarious position in regional and global security over the coming decade, and the dangers for Australia and the need to project force into the region. He named China. He made it pretty clear what it was all about, protecting sea lanes, protecting supplies to Australia. And it's very clear that there is also more money going in here. There's a reprioritisation of existing funding, plus there is $5.7 billion in new funding over 4 years and $50 billion over a decade. So there's significant new investment. I think there was some frustration evident from Richard Marles yesterday because there was clearly a line of questioning from me and others about whether defence was moving fast enough. And I think the message is fairly clear that they are trying to move as fast as they can. The questions are all about whether they can deliver quickly on things like a new general purpose frigate, which he, as he said in the interview with you, he wants in the water this decade. Well, let's see whether they can actually get the contracts done and get those things built.
The Human Rights Parliamentary Committee made an interesting report on the government's controversial immigration bill. That committee is chaired by Labor backbencher Josh Burns. What are they recommending?
Well, I think there are some questions about whether this bill should go ahead in the form that it's designed. However, I think the position of the government here is better wait and see what's happening with the ASF 17 case in the High Court before the final debate on what should be done about detainees in the system at the moment, because they have this outstanding issue with the High Court about what happens with an Iranian man who has not cooperated with authorities. When the High Court rules on that, I think there'll be a much greater clarity about the situation with so many detainees who are in the system now.
The events we've seen over the past few days have really been harrowing, of course, and there are risks to a community increasingly being divided. What's your analysis of how the Prime Minister and the government have handled themselves?
I think that they have said all the right things, but I think that we're in an environment where things move so quickly, it's very difficult for social cohesion to be managed carefully. I think that there's a bit of a fiction that social cohesion can be turned up and down like a dial controlled by political leaders. And that's not what we saw in Sydney on Monday night, because news was spreading so fast on social media and there was a limit to what Chris Minns as Premier could really do to keep that in check. And that's why I think there's going to be a much bigger debate about misinformation on social media. We saw misinformation on Saturday with the Bondi attack. We saw it again with the Wakeley attack. And so therefore, this argument about how to keep a lid on misinformation, falsehoods, to avoid sort of religious and ethnic violence is going to be much more important, because even though I think Chris Minns and Anthony Albanese said and did the right things, it wasn't enough to prevent a riot.
David, thank you.
Thanks, Patricia.
David Crowe is the Chief Political Correspondent for the Sydney Morning Herald and The Age, and you're listening to RN Breakfast.
Listen to more great stories that take you beyond the headlines. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.